Thank you. 온라인인데 실라 아직 자라나리나 실라 박비르란 고스마미 마하라하자 실라 바우바르니라 아난토지바이스나리인데 이스만 바우라 아차리나 실라 바우바르니라 나아차리나 실라 아리다스타라코티인데 प्रेमितोति कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमित निराधार भक्ति गो सत्संग रे तव तेज भक्त वृन्द की रे सुरत हरि गो और ग्लोरी टू दी और ग्लोरी टू दी और ग्लोरी टू दी और ग्लोरी We are reading this morning from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ariya chapter 7, verse 141. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya,
Jaya
Nityananda,
Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Kshetra Chandra,
Jaya Kshetra Chandra,
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Yeah. ਆਦਿ ਹੈ ਦੁਰੀਏ ਖੁਰੀ ਉਪਾਇ
one is given a chance in the word of the Lord, certainly they are the others. Our Krishna consciousness movement acts on this principle. We simply give people the chance to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give them prasad to eat. And the actual result is that all over the world, people are responding to this process and becoming pure devotees of Lord Krishna. We open hundreds of centers all over the world just to give people in general a chance to hear about Krishna and accept Krishna's prasada. These two processes can be accepted by anyone, even a child. It doesn't matter that one is poor, or rich, learned, or foolish, black or white, old, or still a child. Anyone who simply hears about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes prasad is certainly elevated to the transcendental position of devotion and service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashta Bhutale Shimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bhakti Vinaya Namaste Saraswati Vinde Kaudavani Prachariye Nirvishesha Shunyavani Asmachari Shakarani Jayam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vyasa Sarvadaya Swami Prabhupada Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Now, in Krishna consciousness, and once that deeper becomes clear, questions to these, or the answers to these type of questions will also become clear. Everything, it has to do with the word Radha. Now I hear some ears going, whoa! But I will obviously not be getting hot water in the morning on that day. But go to a clinical description of the term bring it to your attention like this. In the Bhaktisiddhantas, Jiva Goswami describes how the process of Krishna consciousness takes place and affects the practitioner. He gives the example of a piece of cloth which, when put into a certain dye, will adopt the color. Raja means a type of coloring, something. So that what was before there, that is the fabric of the cloth, adopts a new additional element, which would be a color, saffron or blue or whatever. He says that by coming in contact with any sense object, our consciousness subsequently becomes colored. It adopts the quality of the sense object, and then a certain impression is created within the mind. Sensual activities in themselves have a rather neutral well view. It's just that the senses become contact with a given object, and then a perception takes place. That itself is a rather mechanical process. However, another process takes place simultaneously, and that is where it might become interesting for the devotees of Lord Krishna. That coloring process leaves a certain impression within the mind. For instance, all we discussed in our Vaishnava training and education course that it would be helpful for the brahmacharis and grihasthas to hear a little bit more about their specific ashrams, how to conduct themselves and how to avail themselves of the unique processes for purification within those ashramas. And we said that the Brahmachari ashram in itself is quite interesting ashram in the movement for Krishna consciousness, because the Brahmachari of old was joining his 5 years the Gurukul of his spiritual master, or had at least some contact already, and he did not know what sexual activities are. Now the Brahmachari within Kali Yuga, he was totally active in body and mind and in the ocean of sensuality before he, and also the Ramacharini, of course. Now, therefore, he carries with him certain impressions which are there in the mind and which urge for new engagement in the field of sensuality. We just gave one example. This can be obviously extended to all the other examples. In other words, sense gratification leaves an impression within the mind. The mind can be compared to be with to be like a crystal. When I look at a crystal clear crystal on this red cushion, it will immediately adopt the color red. However, if I remove the crystal away from the cushion, then there is no relative detective in the world who will be able to find out if there was red in the crystal or some interesting scene or so on. In other words, the mind acts like a crystal, but again, it does not act like a crystal. In our public lectures, we often give the example of this mirroring quality. Take a mirror in the school. It has seen during the day maybe, how many people are usually in the school? Maybe 1,200, something like that. You can assume this number. He sees in the toilet mirror, he sees all these people, or a large percentage of the people, passing through. But when you enter that room and see into the mirror, you will not be able to find out who was before you in the mirror. Maybe there was someone who looked like in other words, that what was before in the mirror is gone forever. The mirror is such a unique thing that Buddhists cannot stop to meditate about it. Because you won't find a mirror, somebody with a mirror quality, anywhere in this world except the mirror. So, or water which reflects, which also has a mirroring quality. So, our mind is said to be like a mirror in our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shloka. However, an impression remains in the mind which we carry along for a long, long time. It's still there. It's not like in a mirror that our activities have just reflected and bounced off of us. No, they left, unfortunately, deep impression in there. And from this impression, raga or attachment is created. And the is coming from the material world. So, in Krishna consciousness, we do want to do two things. We want to create new impressions, devotional impressions in our psycho makeup, and by these impressions, we want that we become simultaneously, that we become automatically drawn towards Krishna. You will be very interested to hear how this somewhat psychological analysis reflects down in the works of the Acharyas. Now, first of all, does everyone understand this? This is a very important point. We have to understand to go further. Let me just summarize for also our tired listeners so that we all can be sure to be with the subject matter. Any type of experiences leaves a certain reflection in the mind. That is called raga or a coloring. Impression in the mind. I wanted to say that impression is called raga or a coloring, because raga is also and what happens if an impression is there in the mind? Well, the tendency to go back again to this experience object. Therefore, if you want to become Krishna consciousness, you must become free from these types of raga. Vitalaga vayakodha mam vayamam upashrita. Free from raga, this is attachment in this translation. From attachment, raga, higher fear, and instinctive anger, anger. Many, many people in the past have obtained through knowledge of me, love to me. So, this in Krishna consciousness, let me say like this, our material life is based on raga, on attachment, and Krishna consciousness also will be based on attachment to Krishna and the processes of devotion, service, and so on and so forth. Krishna consciousness, in other words, means to create new impressions in the mind. Our whole process of Krishna consciousness is working like this. The devotee hears about Krishna, that's the primary function, and he also is exposed to many experiences, like having darshan of the deity early in the morning, and eating prasad. All his senses, which previously connected him to the material world, in this way created an impression in the mind, are now geared towards Krishna, a Krishna conscious subject matter, so that new impressions are created. And by these new impressions, when Krishna enters our life, then the old impressions can be succumbed or overcome. Just like light can take care of darkness and chase away the spiritual impressions of Krishna in the process of Krishna consciousness, can actually relieve us from these old impressions which linger on. But it will take some time. How long it takes is totally dependent on how the devotee manages to make impressions of Krishna consciousness in this mind. Totally dependent on this. On how he can absorb the hearing process. In this connection, or attentive hearing, in this connection, there is an interesting story which I would like to tell to all of you. Now it will be very easy to listen, since this is a very, very, very amazing story. You will find it in the Padma Purana, and it is about two brothers. They are not twins. It is about Gokarna and Gandukali. Now, Gokarna had a very interesting birth which we will not be able to highlight here. He was extremely religious or spiritually oriented. He often went on pilgrimages he took great pleasure in reading and reciting Bhagavatam. He had a brother who was the total opposite. His name was Dandukari. This brother was a womanizer. He was prone to gambling, and he was a drunkard and had many bears and tribbles. He was so bad that his father left for the forest and took to reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in total Krishna consciousness left this world in the forest. His mother felt so desperate when Dandukari always brought new prostitutes to the home that one night she just ran out of the home and jumped into the well before the house and drowned herself. What a terrible. So Dandukari took it as an auspicious sign and invited the five prostitutes in the house to live there with him. And he began stealing, and you know, he just lived in Tibet. One day the prostitute thought, this is getting too much. The king will come and punish Dandukari, and we will see be seen as his completees. And so they bound him on the bed and put a noose around his neck and tried to noose the life out of him. Strangle him. very good looking. But simple people die slow. Would not die. Then they finally took some burning logs of wood because he was screaming, and putting these burning logs of wood into the mouth, and in this way they could finally kill him. I'm sorry to go to such a detail. This is how it is going. So then Bukhari, had touched an unfortunate life and lived such a violent death that the result and action was that he became a ghost. One day, Gokana, his brother, came back from Benares where he had made him the pilgrimage and slept in this house, and Dandukari came to him as a ghost. He came with this ghost and changed forms. Gokana, this ghost was very powerful in him. And who are you? I'm Dandukari, your brother. Yes, but I just came from Gaia, and I made on the course of my journey was in Gaia also, and I made Shraddha for you, Shraddha ceremony. I have heard that you have found that unfortunately there. Not even 100 Shraddha ceremonies will help me. I'm so simple. You can go and perform Shraddha ceremonies. Just devise a means where I can be liberated, thereby which I can be liberated. Gokana thought, what's the Shraddha ceremony? He said, no, I can't do that. Next morning, he, by meditation, got the information from the sun god, what to do, and the sun god made the Bhagavatam read. Only by listening to the Bhagavatam can he be. Gokana did so. He found an auspicious time. He invited all the people and told his brother that he would make a reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam. At this time, so at the beginning of the reading, Dandukari also came. But because he was cursed to take it, everybody, he could not stay at one place, and the air would move along, he would walk away. So what he did is, he went and saw a bamboo rod, which had 7 knots. And he listened, like everyone else, to the Srimad Bhagavatam. On the first day, 1 knot of the bamboo burst. Everyone was shocked at the almost sound. Like bullets, like a bullet, shot. And each subsequent day, another knot burst. It's not has been described to be attachments, fears, all the lifespan of material anatta. They all were burning. You know that. Final day, when his brother had gone through the whole reading, Dandukari attained the spiritual body and was fetched by the Vishnu Buddha to go back home back to Godhead. Now Gokana, who observed all this, developed a great doubt. There were many in the audience who had listened. Not only Dandukari. Why? Only Dandukari went back home, back to Godhead, and not the rest of the audience also. And he asked the Vishnu Buddha, why he partially? But the Vishnu Buddha told him, no, his hearing was different from the hearing of the rest. Our ears go into a tired state. Now, we some of us suffer from a chronic tiredness at the bottom of our time. We might be able to solve this problem this morning. The answer which was given is that Dandakari felt this great attention. He had a need to hear the Bhagavad. Let us say, he was conscious of his need to hear the Bhagavad because he knew that that was the chance to get rid of his ghostly existence, which was highly uncomfortable. Imagine you have a body of parents, whenever a breeze comes, you go like, and then you are disturbed with your mind, you have so many material desires, but not the body to fulfill it. This is called cancerous horrors. Cancerous is a Greek mythological figure who was cursed in hell to be submerged in a river of crystal clear, highly sweet drinking water. However, the water went only up to the and he could not from the world do anything to bring himself down and drink. And there were beautiful fruits during the water reaching up to this part. He couldn't bring it up high to eat. So this was a terrible, a very uncomfortable situation. He had the desire but not the need to fulfill them. So Dandakari lived such a life, imagine how terrible. Therefore he had a need. I must heal the sense of healing. This kind of process whereby you can heal. Now, why can't we be attentive? Why sometimes do we click on off when we hear the soothing nectar of the Bhagavata? It is because Prabhupada explains in this you can only hear attentively if the mind is pure. If there are so many impressions of previous lives activity, I mean, this previous life, what we did before we came to Krishna consciousness, and then one is always disturbed. Or another point is one cannot listen to be very attentively if one has relationships with devotees which are not very nectary. One is disturbed by each other. That is also described as one obstacle to attentive redoing one's devotion service. So, and one cannot be pure in mind if one is not pure in action. If we want to make our lives a success by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam, always, and always thinking about these subjects, matter, and in this way obtain the benefit which we have seen, then we can make this life a full success. Now, in the process of hearing transcendental messages, this will be our last point this morning, and then I will tell you a transcendental message about Lord Chaitanya. In the process of hearing transcendental subject matter, something very interesting takes place in our life. When we start our devotional service, we are not steady in Krishna consciousness, and as a result we feel bothered by five kinds of obstacles. One is that we feel asleep or that our mind clicks on dull and we don't register any longer. Another is vikshepa. There is distractions towards mundane devotional mundane activities during the process of devotional acts. These distractions distractions take place mainly due to the impression. In psychology, one found out that an ordinary human being thinks nine times in a minute subconsciously in sex life. Because these impressions of sexuality which engage all the five senses at once. Not much more. Many times in the movement of Krishna consciousness, we have not the ideal relationship with Vaishnavas and the same distraction. A pratipati means that you feel inability to do kirtan. A kashaya means that we have a tendency innate in us to be angry at durini. Rasasvada means the inability to absorb the mind in kirtan. So there are these five distractions which I just wanted to mention them, but not go into an analysis of each one of them. So they happen almost automatically. You cannot actually know how they happen. It's just almost like, imagine you want to go to sleep. There is no measure for you to know when have you now fallen asleep. I'm always trying to find this out in my experiences with Mitra Devi. You know, to find out when is it exactly when I'm still aware of the room, and when does it stop? And then I want to wake up enlightened about this question in the morning, but the answer is never there. What did I think the last before? I mean, it just fades over, it seems. From Jagrata to Svapna, from the way for the existence to the sleeping. So in the same way, distraction for a devotee in the beginning stages of hearing the transcendental message, it just happens as a failover. Now, when you hear more and more about Krishna, a different failover takes place. And that is that you become automatically, spontaneously reminded of Krishna. You cannot know how it happens. All of a sudden you are the transcendental subject. Someone tells you, what did you pay for your car, Prabhu? And instead of now going into a deep analysis of the British economy and so on, you will be reminded of Krishna. Imagine. It is hard, isn't it? And this is what happens at the application of the healing process. So that is I want to read this to you because I took a note you concerning to Maharaj on this. So see, before the process of attachment to Krishna, the devotee withdraws the mind from sense objects by force. Because they don't know what they are thinking now. Really have to think now about Krishna. During kirtan, you sometimes see this. You are in the before the deity, and you're not before the deity. You are miles away. In some lonely field of the mind where you see some distressing scene happening right before your mind's eye. You know, by force you go, oh no! And you go, you know, by force. But then the attachment, which is only born by hearing, appears in the mind. The mind goes automatically to the Lord. And it is not possible for you to analyze
how the mind leaves material affairs and goes from the material topics spontaneously to the topics of the Lord. This is what happens if you hear attentively Meter really just got you. So this is how important hearing is, and this is how this verse works, so to say. It is a transformation which will take place, and in concluding, I wanted to tell you a little leela which was very convincingly manifested before our mind's eyes by Krishna Chaitanya on the last Govardhan Parikrama. It was that Jagadananda Pandi leela taken from, what is this word?
Prema-vibhata.
It was when Mahaprabhu came. Such a nice leela. This is how devotees. So a cowherd man. This cowherd man gave them nice sweets to eat. This cowherd man gave them milk products, and afterwards they felt a little tired. They had engaged in kirtan all day and went to a lake to take rest. However, the lake was the habitat of a crocodile. And one cowherd who was nearby told, no, don't go to this lake. The crocodile is very dangerous. It might come out. So, hearing this, we just went to the bank of the lake. And he said, hurry, 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 oh, Krishna, the names of the Lord. He said the names of the Lord. All of a sudden, this terrible looking crocodile, monster crocodile, came out of the lake, moved through parts of what? So patiently smiling. Trepidation in the heart, and put the head down before the Lord in a full obeisance. And then, before the eyes of everyone, a little boy emerged from the body of the crocodile. This is an eyewitness account of the evening. And Jagadananda saw this with his own eyes. And the boy said, introduced himself. He said, my dear Lord, thank you so much that you had appeared to deliver me from my very simple existence. Let me tell you my sad story. I was in Kanyavan, a cowherd boy, went to St. Durvashamuni, passed by and took a rest. Being naughty and boyish, I just cut some hair from his head. Don't know why he did it, maybe he was a Durvashamuni man. I suppose on the day the boy tells it, then he was more mischievous. He just wanted to get off. Maybe something like this. So Durvasa was extremely agitated, as he found out, and cursed me to become a crocodile. But I repented very strongly before him and said, save me, you are my only recourse. Then Durvasa Muni said, all right, you must become a crocodile. What he said is said. However, you will be liberated by the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who comes in his most merciful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Lord of the fall. When you hear him at the bank of the lake, when you will dwell, chanting the names of Hari, then you just approach him and he will be the way. And he did so. Transformation process can take place from crocodile to one's spiritual existence. And when hearing this Leela for the first time, I meditated just about this. I'm also a crocodile. I find myself in a disturbing body which produces every day 2 kg of substances which are toxic and need to be disposed of immediately. What a depressing situation. And we find ourselves with the mind full of impossible impressions. Kali Yuga cinema is going on if we don't make a conscious endeavor all the time. It's definitely a cursed existence to be born as a in the Western civilization with all these distracting habits in our genetic codex. It is definitely a very, very, very cursed existence. But by coming in contact with the Lord, we can actually change this coloring of our mind, of our personality, and adopt a new color, fresh color. But we must learn to be very attentive to this. We must learn to form our life so that we can really hear with full attention and hear without offenses also. And once we do this, Prabhupada says, here, our Krishna consciousness movement acts on this principle. This is the principle of Krishna consciousness. Hearing. We simply give people the chance to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he quotes the verse, Shravanani Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udaye. That is taken from Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse 1 verse before 108, another verse 107. It says, just by hearing, your love can be awoken. It's so simple. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Things that we have done, and it's sometimes, how can you tell if you're just getting back to Maya or Krishna is bringing something back that you can use to serve them with?
How can you tell if you're going back to Maya when the impressions come?
Yeah,
or if you.
Sometimes there may be something you were skilled in or you had a potential before, and then later on it seems like Krishna is bringing that back.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to take an X, a figurative X,
and split your question in two parts. One is that abilities come back and you feel ready to take these abilities or engage these abilities in Krishna service. That's certainly something very, very favorable. At the beginning, a devotee might be a little shy to engage these abilities because they remind him so much of his previous activities. But later, if the abilities are there, they can be engaged. Like, sorry, but I can't find that I'm a fan of Krishna Chaitanya. We have so little stars in this movement, you know, the Kami stars are Maya, so I have to find my other stars, so he has an ability. I think you learned this before you joined. He engages in Krishna's service. Maybe at the beginning he was a little shy because actors, the world of actors is the world of super maya. That's a fact. They are very, anyways, we don't want to say something here which is not necessary to be said. It's a, believe me, we preach to actors in Germany. It's a world of maya. Yes, that's one part. Now we speak of the other part of your question. Sometimes impressions of previous sinful activities come back, not just skills. Skills are very nice to engage in Krishna service. And in fact, we need to engage in Krishna service. What to do if these bad things, which might totally distract us, return? All of a sudden, you might... I was embarrassed. I want to be very frank. I woke up, we were on Raj on the Paragraph, and we slept over near one night, and I had a dream where I heard a Rolling Stones song. and I really thought, well, come on, this is really so embarrassing. You are sitting here in Raj, and you hear some foolish lyrics. And that's when I became very curious about the subject matter of impressions, you know. Yes, maybe that's not so simple. That's I don't even want to remember. Yes, they are there. Sometimes a devotee who is in Krishna consciousness feels his mind, and with all the impressions, it's just like a chunk of coal. You wash the coal, but still dirt comes. And you wash it after maybe a long time, and still dirt comes. And you wonder, when does this ever stop to come, this coal, this dirty things? It is a process which requires patience, obviously. In the Bhagavad Gita, however, we hear a very, very interesting way of dealing with past impressions. And this is a spiritual way to deal with it. There are many psychologists who say, go deeply into them, your childhood, and what happened when you felt the apple falling on your head. Did you lose trust and authority at that time, that everything which comes from above creates pain for you in your psychology and so on. This verse can be found in the 14th chapter, and it's so good, and it is such an important verse that I do not just want to remember it together. Bits and pieces. Do we have a Bhagavad Gita accessible here, Bhagavad? Can we? This tip will help devotees very, very much. Srila Saraswaroop Maharaj also telling about this way to deal with previous impressions in the seminar. Mm. also bring personality of Godhead. No, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Sankhya Pandu, he who does not hate illumination, attachment and delusion when they are present, or long for them when they disappear, who is unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions of the material qualities, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active, and then many other qualities are given, and it ends, such a person is said to have transcended the modes of nature. In other words, an attachment and delusion appear, which are products of the modes of passionate ignorance, and you are caused in the cinema of your mind to see a scene which is totally disturbing or unrelated to your life as a devotee. Then instead of being totally they will come and they will disappear. Don't become so mental about it. Don't become so sad what has happened. They come and disappear, and so on. It doesn't mean that you should not go out of this unfortunate cinema presentation, which happens right before your eyes. It doesn't mean, oh, let me watch it. How does it go on? Go to the next. But it means we cannot become utterly desperate of what happened, and so on and so forth. Osama Pandu, he who does not hate illumination, even, which is one of the words, attachment and delusion that they are present, or long for them that they disappear. This is a good thing to do. When your mind calls you, learn to just be neutral to this. Observe it, just like you observe a phenomenon which happens in the external world. And then you will listen. Wherever there is purification, the dirt becomes more visible. And this is good. We will come to our last question. This one.
Are you explaining how all of our attachments are due to previous self-starting the mind?
Yes.
So I was wondering, is it then that all of our attachments are purely on the mental platform, and that they're not springing from the soul itself? It's purely working on the mental.
Material attachments come from the materially contaminated mind. But the driving force is love of God, the attachment to Krishna. As you know, it is some shocking, but that it is there in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When love to Krishna is reposed towards other ordinary, towards ordinary people, it becomes compassion. It takes that form. When love is fixed towards a material object like money, for instance, it becomes greed. When love becomes fixed on the body, it turns into lust. But the original pure original force is the love of Krishna. We are and stumbling and stumbling through the desert of forgetfulness of Krishna. And then this original force turns into something else. And then we can come back to the original, then the things disappear. That's a wonderful So, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Sri Sita Gaura Gopala Nanda ki
jai,
Sri Sita Rama.